At the beginning of March 2024, the internet was just discovering this Spanish-language TV commercial that first aired in Chile over 2 decades ago. The video had gone viral on Twitter, so I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. And I gotta say, it definitely lived up to the hype. In fact, I think it might even be a contender for one of the most genius commercials ever made. Hello, this is Culture Jumpers, stories about making the jump from one cultural context to another. I'm Lino Nicolau.
And I'm Alana Whites.
So Alana, before we get into the video in question, I actually wanted to get a sense of what you and I consider the most iconic TV commercial ever. I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, so I'll start. For me, the most memorable commercial I know of is probably this one.
Mr. Owl, how many legs does it take
to get to the best commercial ever made?
A good question. Let's find out.
One, two, three.
Core childhood memory.
To get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop.
The world may never know.
I think I have actually, like, gotten through a whole Tootsie Pop without biting. It's not fun. It takes forever. I tried to count and then lost my mind.
Because it was like 1,000.
I don't even know.
Also, like, I thought, you know, this was like, oh, 90s kid childhood memory. This ad's from 1969.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that gets played forever. They're still airing that on TV, I bet.
Right. It's
like, when you get 4 decades out of that baby.
Yeah, the Tootsie Roll Company is just like coasting on that.
Like, we've done one ad ever.
It's like, why do you need a marketing department? You just keep running that same commercial. Okay, your turn. What's the most memorable TV commercial that you've ever seen? Can you explain for the audience what WhatsApp was?
Do I have to give them free advertising? A certain major beer conglomerate who shall not be named was like 15, 20 years ago. It was basically a bunch of dudes sitting around watching football and calling their friends during the commercials and making that ridiculous noise.
WhatsApp!
Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's that?
What's that?
What's that?
So I looked it up and the commercial was 1999.
That just made me very sad.
Actually, I'm really glad you chose a beer company because there's a meme that's been making the rounds on the internet. Somebody dug up this old series of commercials from Chile that aired like 20 years ago. So back in 2003, this TV channel in Chile was re-airing the movie Star Wars. And the advertising agency for this Chilean beer company, which is called Cerveza Cristal, no relation to Cristal the champagne.
So it's not the Cristal of beer?
No. They got the channel to agree to seamlessly incorporate their beer into several...
Seamlessly. Can't wait for this.
Seamlessly incorporate their beer into several scenes in the movie. So how it works was... Actually, it's probably better if I just show it to you.
Usted luchó en las guerras clones.
Sí.
It's in Spanish language, but the setup for the scene is Obi-Wan's talking to Luke about how he fought with his father in the Clone Wars, and he goes over to this storage chest to get out the lightsaber of Luke's father in order to show it to him.
Tengo algo para ti.
But instead, it cuts to a shot of a hand grabbing a beer from a cooler full of ice.
Cerveza Cristal!
Oh my. That's a very overwhelming song.
Yeah.
That's not subtle.
So basically how it worked was Cerveza Cristal, they bought the ad slot that would air right after the scene that they wanted. And
wait, there was supposed to be a commercial? Who is in charge of these production decisions? All right, so he goes to open the box, commercial. This is why I hated watching long movies on like cable TV, because it was just, it took 6 hours and it was so chopped up. You can never actually follow the story.
Yeah. And movies obviously aren't designed for commercial breaks. So it just cuts out whenever, but instead of fading to black, it just immediately goes into this ad. So that wasn't the only one that they did.
Oh, goody.
So there's this other scene. Obi-Wan and Luke and all of the main characters get captured and they're aboard the Death Star. So Obi-Wan is running around and trying to disable the tractor beam that's keeping the Millennium Falcon from being able to escape.
I just want you to know that I'm not listening to anything you're saying because I just have that obnoxious song running through my head nonstop right now.
Service a crystal. All right. I start playing the scene, and so here Obi-Wan is sneaking around. He's behind a pillar while stormtroopers are passing by, and then he pulls on some levers to turn off the tractor beam, and he goes to turn off the next one, but instead...
It's just a secret fridge in the middle of the control tower. Wow. These are just getting, like, less seamless as it's going on.
All right. And then the last one, which is kind of my personal favorite, is actually in Return of the Jedi. It's at close to the end scene where Luke and Darth Vader, they're in front of the Emperor. And this is the part where Luke says, oh, your overconfidence is your weakness.
Su debilidad es su exceso de confianza.
And the Emperor says, oh, your faith in your friend is yours.
Tus amigos es la tuya.
What the hell? That is the most egregious use of the Force. That's just lazy.
Do you want to describe what just happened?
Bro's too lazy to get out of his seat and go get a beer, so he uses the Force to telekinetically bring it to his hand.
Wow. Oh, gosh. But anyway, so this ad campaign actually was massively successful. Usually, when a commercial comes on, the broadcaster will retain anywhere from 84 to 92% of the viewers that were watching the program. But when they ran this ad, 100% of the viewers kept watching.
But does that translate to sales, or is that just like, this is so ridiculous, I need to see how they ruined this, and then I will never buy this brand because they're the worst?
I couldn't find anything about their sales going up in the immediate aftermath, but those things are kind of hard to track, especially with TV commercials. A lot of it is about brand awareness. But actually, the ad agency for Cerveza Cristal, they won the top award at that year's Cannes International Advertising Festival. So the campaign was so successful that they did this with other movies.
What else did they destroy?
American Beauty, Gladiator,
what?
And Notting Hill.
No one in Notting Hill drinks crappy mass-produced beer. Did the Lucas estate or whatever, did they sign off on this? Because I'd be pissed if somebody did that to my movie at like the most dramatic points.
That year, George Lucas actually filed a complaint with the Chilean Advertising Ethics Board. And by the end of that year, the council actually ruled that no, Cerveza Cristal can't do ad campaigns like this. And the ad was actually not allowed to run on TV again.
Oopsie. Isn't that like step one in ad campaign? Do we have the rights to this? But also, I feel like their countersuit should have been, well, George, you chopped up your own movie and added stupid things to it, so... You have no right to complain.
Cerveza Cristal just specialized it even more.
The amount of money that was wasted doing this. To then get sued and probably lose all of your profits. Amazing.
Right. But like, I mean, I think it's genius. Because if you think about it, after the first one, you're like, what the heck? And then after the second one, now you start realizing what they're doing. And for the rest of the movie...
You're just waiting for it to happen.
You're just... Yeah, exactly. You're just waiting for
Which is why George Lucas was not amused.
Yeah, so you're just waiting for it to happen. And so, like, that's why it's so sticky.
It forever ruins your experience of that movie in the future.
You know, it actually kind of reminds me of... You remember the Tide ads from the Super Bowl with David Harbour, the guy from Stranger Things? It was, like, 2018.
Vaguely.
So the conceit was they would start with a spoof of your typical Super Bowl commercial. And so one example was they would show this Clydesdale galloping around and you think it's going to be a beer commercial, But then David Harbour interrupts and he says, like,
beautiful, like a tie-dye.
And then it cuts to an image of the Tide detergent bottle coming in. And so, you know, with that campaign, it was kind of a similar dynamic where now...
Except I bet Tide got the rights to all these things.
Well, can you really trademark or copyright a Clydesdale?
So, I mean, I'm sure they've tried. I guess the difference here is they're making a full spoof. Like, it's a full parody as opposed to just... splicing your own thing into the existing IP. Like, that's not okay, guys. Who told you you could do that? YouTube? It's like when you post someone's music video or song, and then in the description, you're like, I do not own the rights to this. It's fine.
Yeah. Because they did that, and they did a series of them, now everybody else's ad, you're thinking, oh, what if this one is going to be another interruption of Tide? And I just thought that was really brilliant. And this reminds me of it. So in the end, Cerveza Cristal became a victim of its own success. After Lucasfilm found out about the campaign and filed their complaint, the ads weren't allowed to run on TV anymore. And that would have been the end of the story if someone didn't dig up recordings of the commercials more than 20 years later. Instead, the videos got a new life when it got posted to Twitter.
So what you're saying is no one from Cerveza Cristal was involved in posting the latest meme stuff to YouTube. Wink, wink.
Maybe. But regardless of who posted it, the internet had a field day with it. It didn't take long for people to start making their own parody videos. So they would put the Cerveza Cristal ads into scenes of other famous movies.
Pulp Fiction, the suitcase opening scene. Is this not being done yet? If not, I claim the copyright that I do not have. No one take that from me.
That's exactly the one that I was thinking.
I've never had an original thought. Damn it.
All right, I have one last one for you. A surprise.
Oh no, I hate surprises.
You know how your favorite movie, or series of movies, I should say.
Don't do this to me.
Is Lord of the Rings.
Don't do this to me. Why are you ruining my life this way? No! Frodo, no! Fly, you fool!
Is it secret? Is it safe?
Oh, screw you! I hate everything about this. Not cool.
Today's episode of Culture Jumpers was hosted, produced, written, and edited by Alana Weitz and me, Lino Nicolau. Music by Alana Weitz. If you like today's show, please consider subscribing to us or leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you haven't caught up on all of our show yet, check out our Webby-nominated Season 1 episode on BIPOC gamers who play Animal Crossing. It's Episode 6, and we'll link to it in the show notes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. The ad agency for Cerveza Cristal, they won the top award.
Ah, why? It just won't go away. What's happening?
The heck? Why is it playing again?
It's here to haunt our lives forever.
let me start that again. And